What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hey, you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Hey, girl, let's go ahead and get into today's episode because we are coming off of a major, major holiday, which is Mother's Day. Sounds simple enough, right? Mother's Day sounds like a beautiful, gentle, loving holiday. At least that's what the commercials always show us, right? But, you know, today's episode is for the ones who are feeling a little heavy right now. It was something that I was thinking about, you know, that Mother's Day is on a Sunday. It's the second Sunday of May, obviously, for many countries, not just the U.S., but, you know, it's on a Sunday, and then we go back into work or we go back into our routines literally that very next day, Monday. And, you know, it's just like we go back to business as usual, but for some of us, a lot of us, for one reason or another, it's not internally business as usual. You know, a lot of us, we've been conditioned to stuff our emotions down, stuff our feelings down, stuff our grief down. And so we do. Maybe not intentionally a lot of times, but we do. Because, you know, rent's due, baby. We got rent to pay. We have children to tend to and care for. We have responsibilities. People are counting on us. So we just go back into busy mode or work mode, but we haven't necessarily processed what came up for us on that, like this kind of holiday, which isn't always gentle and loving and compassionate and tender and sweet, like the commercials say, you know? So again, today's episode is for the ones, like those of us who are feeling, you know, you're feeling a little heavy right now. Maybe yesterday or Mother's Day brought up some stuff for you, some grief, some sadness, a sense of loss, possibly anger or resentment, or you're just kind of like floating out there in this really weird emotional space that you can't quite put your finger on. You're just like, I know I feel off or I feel weird, but I can't necessarily, like right now, I don't have the capacity to name what it is that I'm feeling or you know, what's going on internally. And that's okay. All of it is valid. All of it is valid. And I also want to say, hey, if you did happen to have, by the way, a beautiful Mother's Day full of love and laughter and joy and bonding and sweetness and, you know, those kind of things, that's amazing. And I love that for you. I really, really do. I love that for you. But that isn't necessarily always the case. And so, you know, all of it is valid. Everything that I've named is valid, okay? And now it's Monday, and you're expected to just jump back into life like nothing happened. And so this episode is your permission. Like, if you are feeling that way, like the initial way that I said, like you're maybe experiencing grief, not grief, child, grief, resentment, anger, maybe fear, loss, confusion, whatever the case may be, you know, this episode is your permission to not do that. And so I want to talk about how to kind of like navigate and move through this week with more softness for yourself, more care for yourself, less pressure for yourself, okay? So let's go ahead and just get right on into it. So I don't really celebrate Mother's Day. I really don't celebrate Mother's Day. And that's a personal choice, you know, but there's several holidays. Like, the older I get and the more actually I have gone through my journey of reparenting myself, of learning how to adult at the ripe age of being in my 40s, healing in my self-care journey, there are some holidays that have just fallen by the wayside. And Mother's Day is just one of those holidays for me. Mother's Day is just, honestly, it's just another day. It is, I guess, a special day, kind of, sort of, but it doesn't have that impact that it used to have for me. And I used to ride the emotional roller coaster of Mother's Day. Some Mother's Days were highs, others were low. For me, I felt some years I felt this sense of obligation to celebrate or to honor, you know, my parent. And it just didn't feel genuine for me sometimes. It was just all over the place for me. And I think one of the reasons, or I believe that one of the reasons why, is because, especially before I really dialed into what self-love really looked like and felt like for me, or what wholeness and honoring my humanity really looked like and felt like for me, it was chaotic because there were some years where I did feel like resentment and obligation and things like that. And it was confusing. It was confusing for me. It really was, because there was this internal conflict going on. There was this internal, like, conflict going on, and I would, some years, begrudgingly, you know, give or send a text or give a phone call and things like that. And I'm not putting the onus on the other party completely. It's like it's two people that make a relationship. But, you know, even the other person, my parent, for her, it a lot of holidays were just kind of like no big deal. They were just no big deal. And so for me now, it's just some holidays really are just no big deal. But the more I like dialed in, like I said, my version of self-love, my version of healing, things started to come up for me. And maybe this is you too. You know, things started to come up for me. And it made me really like start to explore and investigate just my past, like the history that I had with me and my parent, the highs, the lows, and everything in between, and the hardships, the peaks and things of that nature. And it was like, there are some times I just don't naturally feel like a Hallmark card. And it would be awkward for me on those years. And not like there was a gun to my head and I'm forced to give a card or, you know, send money for a gift or buy a gift. No, it wasn't that. But there was this internal pressure for me to show up in that way. And so I would do it year after year, sometimes because I wanted to, sometimes out of obligation, because of just the things that were going on within me, the things that I was grappling with year after year. And so, yeah, this Mother's Day, there was no, I didn't text, I didn't gift, I didn't send money or anything like that. And there were no texts to me either. And that's just life. That's just where we are right now. And my spirit was at peace the entire day. So, you know, what I did for Mother's Day is really just ways that make me feel loved and supported, okay? Because sometimes you have, all the time, a lot of times you had to do these things for yourself because you know how to love you. You know how to heal yourself. You know how to parent yourself and care for yourself. So things that I did for myself on Mother's Day or today, technically as I'm recording this, I went and bought myself some roses. That was one thing that I did. When I woke up this morning, first thing I did before I got on my phone is I did about 20 minutes of stretching. I went and took a walk this morning. What else did I do? Cooked myself a little bit of a meal, watched a movie, just relaxed. And it was just a chill day. And that is how I chose to honor myself today, doing those kinds of things. Those things felt good for me. And so that's how I spent my Mother's Day. And I was completely at peace. I wasn't on the phone. I wasn't like just doing all this busy stuff. There was like no stress, no pressure. I just felt really good. And so, you know, I don't think that I would necessarily be struggling this week with Mother's Day, but I know that for some of us, we do. Some of us, we do. And so I want to just kind of talk to you about that and give you just, you know, a few, just some gentle, loving, like affirmations and just some thoughts and things like that, if that is you, okay? So let's talk about like what you might be carrying right now. Again, we talked about how all of it is valid. If you're feeling some residual stress, sense of loss, longing, sadness, anger, numbness, fear, chaos, confusion, frustration, or you just don't know how you feel, but you just know that something is not sitting well with you, okay? You might be carrying that into your week. And keep in mind that no one's Mother's Day is going to look like everyone's Mother's Day, everyone's holiday, like everyone's life is different, obviously. So everyone's Mother's Day holiday is going to look differently. And that's one of the things I hate about these commercials that come on for, I don't know if they even still show like Hallmark commercials, but you get the gist, right? It's a mother and a little kid and hugs and breakfast in bed. And maybe the husband gets the wife a gift. And what else do they do? Like there's a card and all these beautiful words and, you know, things of that nature. Like that's that may not be your reality. Perhaps you right now are in a place where you've gone no contact. Okay. A lot of people in the last 10, 15 years have been going no contact. So maybe you felt some guilt about that on Mother's Day. Perhaps you loved your parent, adored your parent, but maybe she's no longer here. Maybe she passed on. Maybe she passed away. Now she's an ancestor. That's another reason why a holiday like this could be very hard. If you had that kind of bond with your parent and now she's not here, or it's been a few years and she's not here, you know, it can be hard to have a day like this and then go to work the next week and have to be on and be smiley when inside you kind of have this hole in your heart, something's missing, right? Or perhaps it's hard for you because you yourself are a mom. I know a lot of you are listeners of the show, and you yourself, you're a mother. You have littles or teenagers or full adult children, right? So perhaps you yourself are a mom and you weren't celebrated. And maybe you feel like you've sacrificed so much, or you know, you just love your children so much and you've done all the things and you know, all that jazz. But for whatever reason, You know, you just weren't celebrated maybe in a way that you felt you wanted to be. Again, keep in mind that Mother's Day is a money-making day for a lot of brands. And so they really put that out there, that this is the way that you honor your mother. This is the way you celebrate. And there's nothing wrong with the gifts, the candy, the jewelry, the cards and all those things. I think those can be very beautiful. Absolutely. But that isn't everyone's version of what Mother's Day is. So again, I just want to stress, or not stress, I want to remind you that literally there's no right way to feel today. If you ain't feeling it, you ain't feeling it. You do not have to justify how you are feeling right now in this moment. You don't have to justify it. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to apologize for it. If you are feeling this way, it's valid. It's real. And acknowledging it versus pretending that everything is okay all the time, like acknowledging, like, this is sore for me. This is painful for me right now. And I need a minute, you know? That's your right. It's okay. It is okay to feel how you feel. All right. So just use this podcast as a gentle reminder that you do not have to push through this week. This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
You do not have to push through this week. Again, it would be great to reframe this expectation that, okay, get back to normal. Get back to it. Lace up those bootstraps and jump back on the horse. Put a smile on your face. Make everything's perfect. Everything's dandy. Everything's good. You know, I hate that the only parts of humanity that are valid are the ones where we express happiness. Though, like, those are more accepted. I shouldn't say valid. Those are more accepted, the ones where we are expressing happiness. We're expressing joy. We're expressing contentment. We're expressing excitement, you know, especially as it pertains to being on the job. Like, those other emotions are typically not wanted in the workspace. And a lot of times, actually, those type of emotions are not even wanted. If we're going to keep it real, those type of emotions are not even wanted even in our own, like, relationships and homes. Everyone feels like they have a part. Like, there are some people that believe that everyone has a part to play And you cannot deviate from that at all. You cannot deviate from that at all. So to that I say, that's malarkey, number one. And number two, sis, like if this is you and you are just like, you know, right now I just don't feel like I can get back to normal. I just need a minute, you know. I want to advise you with love, like be gentle with yourself. If you need to take more breaks, take more breaks. If you need to say no faster, say no faster. Okay. If you need to rest, rest and do so with the least amount of guilt, because I know it can be hard sometimes, but do it with the least amount of F's and guilt that you can muster. Like, I want you to understand that it takes time to process all the things that we go through. It takes time. And your body, your mind, like, it's allowed to move slower this week. Like, you're allowed to move slower today on Monday if Monday is hitting you hard, like the day after Mother's Day. You're allowed to move a little slower, move a little more intentionally, be a little more me-focused, or technically, I guess, you-focused, okay? Today and this week, you don't owe anybody your business as usual energy. And I'm putting that in like air quotes or quotation marks. You don't owe anybody that. Again, these jobs, a lot of times, they don't care about your humanity. They don't care about how you feel. They don't care, you know, to know if you're okay or if you're struggling. All they really care about is production, get it done, pretend that you're happy, move quickly, hurry up. How much output can you give? You know, let's go, let's go, let's go. Boom, knock it out, knock it out, knock it out. Keep that schedule going, keep moving, keep hustling. Take your emotions out of it. You know, a lot of times they just want you to not be a human, especially depending on the industry or the niche or the type of job you have. Like, they don't even want to see your humanity a lot of times. They don't. It's about the bottom line. It's about the dollar. How much can you produce? How long can you walk around this space chipper, happy, smiling your face, pushing the business? Everything's great. Like, how long can you keep that up? That's a lot of times all they care about is the hustle, the output. They don't care about your humanity. They don't care about how you feel. But, you know, you're allowed to move slow this week if that's what you need to do. And you don't owe anybody your, this is business as usual energy. So if you need to call out sick, call out sick. You need to take some vacation time, take some vacation time, sis. Like, what do you need to help ensure that you're going to be okay? That's what I want you to think about. If this is like the next few days, it's a little tender for you or hard for you, all right? So, you know, if you will allow it, I just want to speak a few words over you. Let them land how they land. Let them land however they need to for you. If you want to repeat them after me, feel free. If you want to write them down, write them down. If you want to type these into your notes app, type them into your notes app and then come back to later. If you want to replay this episode later on this week to get these kind of like words of affirmation that I want to speak over you, then feel free to do that, okay? If you want to lay down, if I don't know if you're at home, by the way, I'm just thinking about that. Like, if you're at home and you want to just lay down and close your eyes for the next few minutes, or sit back in your chair at your desk if you're at the office and, you know, you can sit back and rest your eyes for a few minutes, feel free to do that. Like, do whatever makes sense for you, okay? So here we go. I am allowed to move slow today. I don't have to rush for anybody. I am allowed to move slow today. I don't have to rush for anybody. I am not a machine. I get to be soft, tired, quiet, and still be worthy. I am not a machine. I get to be soft, tired, quiet, and still be worthy. I don't owe anyone a performance. My emotions are valid, whether they make sense to other people or not. I don't owe anyone a performance. My emotions are valid, whether they make sense to other people or not. I can take care of myself without guilt. I can take care of myself without guilt. I get to protect my energy this week without apology. I get to protect my energy this week without apology. The version of me that needs love today is safe with me. The version of me that needs love today is safe with me. I don't need to be anyone else's strong Black woman this week. I don't need to be anyone else's strong Black woman this week. If no one told you this today, sis, I just want to remind you that I see you and I understand. I know and I understand and I so relate to the weight that you might be carrying right now and a weight that you possibly have been carrying around as it pertains to this for a very long time, a very long time, to the point where it's exhausting and sometimes it's like all consuming. It's all you can think about. It's not fun to have these kind of feelings as it like in relation to a parent. It's just, it's not. And, you know, I don't know if it'll feel like this for a very long time for you. There's like healing that needs to happen if this is you. There is some gentleness that you need. There's some reflection that's needed. There's some healing that's needed, maybe some therapy, some journaling, things of that nature. But if you do feel like this, I want you to know that, you know, there is hope. I'm not saying that it won't, like, I'm not giving you a time limit on how long it feels the way it feels, you know? But I feel like I can say that at some point it can and it does get better. I'm not saying that you won't ever feel little pangs and things of that nature, but at least for me, I feel like now, like things have shifted to where instead of me centering my parent, I was able to center myself. And that for me was a huge, huge win. It's a huge win because I was doing mental gymnastics with everything. I was so stressed out with everything that I had going on in my life. But I promise you, like, once I really got serious about prioritizing myself, about saying to myself, like, these things can no longer, like, these cycles have to end. They have to end. Like, when I started doing those kind of things, things began to change. And it wasn't an overnight thing. It really wasn't. It's me constantly just checking in with myself, being honest with myself, being aware, and finding ways to just be gentle with myself and repair it myself. It's taken a lot of work, but I can see and feel the changes mentally, physically, for sure. So, you know, things can definitely get better. But, you know, in the meantime, this week, I truly hope that you allow some space for it to be softer. I really do want to encourage you to take more breaks, you know, get outside, get some fresh air, get some sun on your skin, go drink some water, have some tea, sis. Just find ways to self-soothe and soothe yourself if that's what you need. But definitely take more breaks. Again, the water, go sit down somewhere, okay, and allow yourself to just decompress. And, you know, let yourself be held by the truth that you do not have to perform to be valuable. And I mean that on the job, and also just in that dynamic that you may or may not have with your parent, you don't have to perform to be worthy. You don't have to perform to be valuable. So whatever came up yesterday, it is a part of your story, but it's not the whole picture. It's not your whole story. You know, you're not damaged goods. You're not a bad person. You're not a bad daughter. You're not broken. You're not a heathen. You're not behind, and you are not by yourself. You're not alone. Right now, you're in a space where you are becoming, you're learning to just be your the most authentic version of yourself that you can be. And I promise you that you may, even though you may not feel like it right now, but I promise you that that's more than enough, more than enough. So give yourself permission to rest. Give yourself permission to breathe. Give yourself permission to move a little slower this week, a little more intentional. You deserve that. You deserve that. Not just because of we're coming off this holiday. I mean, literally, I believe that Black women deserve that every day. But, you know, I just want to stress that you definitely deserve that every damn day. Okay? Every damn day. All right? So that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. You know, if you want to reach out to me, feel free to email me at connect at browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect at browngirlselfcare.com. All right. So have a gentle week. Be easy. Slow down, sis. Drink your water. Prioritize yourself. Take some breaks, all the breaks that you need. And I will see you next Monday on another episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.